Palestinians have told the International Criminal Court that they have reached an agreement on joining the tribunal in hopes of ending Israeli crimes. Palestinians say they view the ICC as a legal and peaceful mechanism to seek accountability and justice. They say they intend to seek justice for Israeli crimes. In the U.S. city of Oakland, police have detained 45 people participating in a protest against police's killing of black men. Police say up to 3,000 people attended a mostly peaceful march downtown. Protesters were detained for offenses such as vandalism, failure to disperse, and resisting arrest. A Guantanamo Bay inmate has revealed disturbing details of his torture at the U.S.-run facility. The Yemeni national says the recent report on CIA torture seriously falls short of representing the abuse inmates face. Samir Naji says he faced 3 months of non-stop brutal torture immediately after entering Gitmo. The UN Security Council has slammed the leaders of South Sudan's warring sides for creating turmoil in the country. The council has again threatened targeted sanctions against those impeding the peace process. It has also warned of the consequences of famine, state failure, and regionalization of the conflict. The newly appointed EU foreign policy chief says the bloc will have to engage Iran and Russia in order to end the Syrian conflict and defeat ISIL terrorists. Federica Mogherini made those comments after chairing a meeting of EU foreign ministers, which was dominated by Syria, Ukraine, and EU-Russia relations. Sydney's hostage taker tweeted against Iran and countries that support Syria days before launching a terror attack on a cafe. He called them terrorists. The slain hostage taker is said to be of Iranian origin, who moved to Australia more than 18 years ago. Iran's foreign ministry has condemned the hostage taking. Data shows the population of Israeli settlers has surged during Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's term in office. The figures are related to the period between 2009 and the beginning of 2014. Settler units in the occupied West Bank have grown at more than twice the pace of Israel's overall population.